Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today, as always. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
This early in the morning, Dave, let's go with the bad news.
The bad news is that a poor Saudi princess says that her jewels got stolen from her hotel room.
Oh, no.
$900,000 worth of jewels.
Who is leaving $900,000 worth of jewels?
And how do you forget that?
And, like, okay, here's
They weren't even in the safe.
Not even in the crappy little account, like the,
right.
the digital
Why
safe.
Why would you not do that?
That even if you forget the number, every, like, you know, cleaning person in that hotel could open up that safe for you.
Like, yeah. Like, what is the point of having this lock in the first place?
To slow them down for 8 seconds while they steal all of your stuff and your passport.
I suppose I should up it, actually. It's 930 to be specific, so I don't want to sniff off the $30,000 that's not in the headline.
Still.
But this is, I guess, a thing that happens quite a bit in Paris. If you remember,
Kim Kardashian
got ripped off for a whole bunch of money and jewels as well. Mm-hmm. I'm paranoid when I stay at hotels. Like, as I leave the room, mm-hmm. I'll have my valuables locked up, and I'll still look around and I'm like, man, someone's going to steal my iPhone charger. I should put that in there, too.
Well, that is valuable. Everybody needs a charger.
I'm like, I don't know. Those are pretty new socks that I'm leaving open in my suitcase. Somebody's going to swipe those.
I'm very stealing clean. This bar of soap and this shampoo. I'm putting that in there as well.
That's exactly what happens to me, too. Maybe it's my conscience because I'm like, I'm going to clean this hotel room out.
No, I paid for this room a ridiculous soap, price.
There's hand lotion.
Oh, the hand lotion's always good.
Don't worry about that.
Oh.
Shampoo, conditioner. Foot scrub. I never use foot scrub. I'm taking it.
You ever stole a robe?
No. They keep track of those.
Do they? Okay, because I've kind of been tempted.
I've been tempted to steal robes too, but they also on many of them will have the little thing like, "Are you enjoying this robe? Well, for just $326, feel free to take it. We'll just bill it to your room." You've never seen one of those little things?
No. I've never touched them. I'm just tempted to steal them.
I'm curious, though. Are those robes, are they changed out with the sheets every time? Are they left in the closet where they are?
Nah,
I have a lot of questions. Like, how many people have wore this robe before me?
They just passed the sniff test. That's fine.
That's cool. That's fine. Good. Yeah, it's fine.
A little musty, but it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Just Febreze it.
So that's the bad news for this poor lady who got $930,000 worth of jewels stolen.
That's on you.
Police are now keeping a permanent presence in the neighborhood to determine other robbers from doing the same thing. Some good news today to start as well. A 73-year-old man named Dale.
Dale?
Yeah.
Dale.
From Fort Edward told New York lottery officials that he just stopped by a local store to grab some Slim Jims because they're the favorite treat of his dog, Boots. Isn't that nice?
What a good owner.
Yeah, right?
What was the slogan? Snap into
a Slim Jim.
Oh, okay.
Snapping. That's the old Randy Macho Man.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, it was Snap Into.
Yeah, it was Snap
Into.
What did you say, Slip Into?
No,
what kind of weird crap are you into?
I thought it was, don't you worry about that.
I thought it was like snipping?
What's going on over there, Dave?
Just call him a Slim Jim.
So he bought his dog some Slim Jims.
Boots. Yep, and he ended up buying a scratch-off ticket as well because he's like, hey, I'm here. And he won a $10 million prize.
Wow.
Somebody Slim Jim for Boots.
Obviously, this guy so likes to gamble because have you ever fed a dog a Slim Jim? Because you know what's happening
right.
10 minutes after.
That dog's just going to be running around. Oh, worth it.
Boots.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys for playing any and every ska type song. And could we have a all ska all day, one day? I just love it. Thanks a lot.
Message deleted.
I would love to do an all ska all day. I just don't think that there's enough good stuff out there throughout the years to
we
have an all day.
Get maybe through an hour.
Yeah, an hour or like sprinkle it in during Throwback
songs.
Thursday or something. But let's be honest. Is there really enough ska for all day?
But it should be on a Saturday. Call it
ska Saturday.
Scotterday.
You know
right,
what?
No?
Yeah, just based on that, we're going to have to come up with 24 hours of straight ska.
Can we just play Real Big Fish Beer on repeat?
Over and over and over again?
Yeah, that's all we really need.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have no formal training, but I think I could for sure be a firefighter if I wanted to.
Like, it just doesn't seem that hard. Just show me how to hook up all the equipment, and I'm good to go.
Message deleted.
What in the hell are you talking about? That seems like the hardest job ever.
Yeah, like, that uniform and all the equipment.
Just putting on the gear alone.
You have to run into buildings that are on fire.
Wearing all of that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. I wear a backpack, and I'm like, this is a lot.
I am hot.
I am spent.
And then throw in, you know, the ad. Have you ever seen the movie Backdraft with Kurt Russell?
Right.
Fantastic. Fantastic movie, by the way.
Emotional.
It is very emotional. One of the hardest jobs on the planet. So I would just say simmer down there. Simmer down.
Quite literally. Why don't you extinguish that?
I don't go see a firefighter and be like, I could do that job.
Yeah. Of all the things. I mean, there's plenty of stuff where I trick myself into thinking, you know, you watch even a sporting event on TV, you're like, I could have made that catch. Oh, like, golf. Golf is a great example.
We play golf all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, yeah, we can do that.
Easy. No problem.
One shot out of like seven rounds lands. And we're like, man, we are like pros. But firefighters, police officers, doctors, there's a reason that those are, you know, the upper tier.
There's a high barrier to entry there.
Yeah. We do not meet those requirements, nor do you, I bet.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Well, I bet on a fart.
Oh, boy.
And I won.
Oh!
So I doubled down on the next one.
Uh-oh.
I end up losing all my
message deleted.
Oh, man.
As we've said many times before on the show, we don't give much advice that's good, but one of the best things that we could ever impart to you is never bet on a fart.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we were all down to Disneyland this past weekend, and driving back to Las Vegas from Disneyland, you really have this sense of, it's a pain in the ass driving back because you have this sense, and it's a very real thing, that California doesn't want all the residents leaving California and coming to Las Vegas to drop off all of their money, right?
Yeah.
No, because the roads coming here suck.
They're terrible.
Until you hit the state line, right, and then it's a red carpet of awesome highway that's smooth and paved and, you know, just a pleasure to really drive on.
Well, the Arizona Department of Transportation continues to make plans for the fabled Interstate 11, announcing a $155 million investment into the stretch of highway from Phoenix to Vegas. The plans for what is known as US 93 have been in the making for years. The five-year plan for US 93 would widen an additional 11 miles to a four-lane divided highway and buy the land necessary to build a new US 93 interchange with I-40 and Kingman, making it much easier to travel that trek between Phoenix and Las Vegas. And Phoenix, a big city that's close to Las Vegas as well, so that'd be great.
Dear California, you may want to think of making the roads better between here and Southern California for one reason alone. All of your residents are moving here. You may want to have them come back,
like bribe
and
them
spend
with
some of their money.
Maybe just don't remind them about one of the things they hate about California as they're driving into Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your
and
crappy
also,
roads.
By the way, cool new produce check stand that you just invested how much in? So you moved it from Yermo to right across
state
still, line.
They're both still there.
No, the Yermo one's gone now.
Oh, it is
gone
this time.
Yeah. But they ripped it up.
Last time I went down there about a month ago, I had to go through both of them.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh,
sweet.
Two banana checkpoints. Cool.
I don't have any bananas. Leave me alone. I was lying. I have a whole bunch.
So wrapped.
So the Link is opening up the new strip zip line. They have a date for now, November 9th. It's going to be called Fly Link, which you missed the opportunity. If it's a strip zip line, you call it the strip line. Hello. 10 side-by-side zip lines. Participants launch from a 114-foot tower, and they travel 1,100 feet, and this just doesn't excite me at all.
Zip Link.
Zip Link?
Zip Link.
That still would be better than what
better
they
Better than Fly Link?
Fly Link is dumb.
Should have called us.
I don't know. I mean, maybe tourists will like this.
I'm sure they will.
If you're drunk, but what don't you like when you're drunk?
Right. So it's going to, I mean, the whole thing like flying through the Link and landing at the observation wheel area, you know, I mean, I guess, whatever.
Maybe for a tourist.
You do.
Let me fly from the top of the Link down, and then we're cool.
Fly from the top of the high roller, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing rotates, so it'd probably be pretty bad.
Figure it out.
Figure it out, scientists.
You could do that at a Stratosphere.
Blow my mind. No, I'm cool on that.
So the convention center is expanding, as we've talked about many times. The original projected budget, $860 million.
A lot of money.
And they have actually upped that now to $935 million.
Oh. Did that budget include tearing down the Riviera?
Unfortunately, no.
Whatever happened to the girls bronze statue?
That's a good question. Did they auction that thing off, or that had to go to some museum, right?
It had to go somewhere. I don't know. It was just really creepy, though, because on the asses,
you could tell where like so many people had rubbed the bronze butts. You're like, what is wrong with you?
Like there was like discoloration or something.
No, it was like shinier because like all of the rest of it. They were outside, bronze, so they'd be affected by weather and everything else.
Well, it goes through some sort of chemical process.
Yeah. Right.
And so it was bronzing. Like the shiny butts because everyone would walk up and rub it.
Lots of people.
But the convention center budget has now been up from $860 million to $935 million.
I thought you said budget.
Budget.
That's good.
So now they're going to be investing more money into this space that's really good for a bunch of dudes from the Midwest to come here, get drunk, and get robbed by hookers.
You know, when it comes down to where the best conventions are, it's like you have your choice between Orlando or here.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And let me tell you, been to both.
Yeah. If you're going to choose between one or the other, Orlando is fine if you're with the family. You want to go to
Disney
World.
That's the one that your wife will let you go to.
So you go to Orlando, honey. You have fun.
Yeah.
Stay out of that bar that's open until 10.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Twin Peaks with your buddies.
No, fine. You better not go to Twin Peaks.
Yeah, you better not.
They're sexy, right?
This is probably...
You've never been to a Twin Peaks?
No, but it's kind of like Hooters, right?
Yeah.
Food's better.
Food's better.
I'd say food's...
I've only been to Twin Peaks once, and the food was not good.
I've got a friend who we golf with, and he loves going to Twin Peaks all the time, and...
Oh, you mean Tom?
No, it's not him.
Oh.
But... The food is good. They have like a really good like chicken fried steak. It's like really indulgent bar food. And I will say, I think they do a better job than Hooters in that particular regard.
You know what? We should go out and sample both.
Should we?
Yeah.
Just to tell your wife and my fiance.
Nah, man, we can leave it out. Yeah. Business meeting.
I know they don't listen to this.
Yeah, I know. Why would they?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, certainly a top story around these parts is that we picked up our first affiliate. Very exciting news for the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Yes.
We are now airing in Albany, New York as well. So those of you that are listening in Albany, thank you very much. We appreciate you. We are going to probably disappoint you more than you'd expect in even the first couple of weeks of being on the air.
Keep the expectations low.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just keep them low because the only way to go from there is
up.
Hopefully.
Hi?
Question mark?
Hopefully.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
But it's exciting news and, you know, something that we've been working for a long time towards. And I'm very happy to be welcomed into the Capital Region, Dave.
That's assuming that we're going to be welcomed in. Or this may be short-lived. We'll find out.
We don't know.
Who knows? Who knows?
It's up to you. It's up to you.
All right. So this is a pretty, I mean, love is dead, right? When I have to read a headline like this, Fred Durst has filed for divorce.
No.
I know.
He was married?
I didn't know he was married.
So it's kind of a secret wife, which is an interesting way that they phrase this.
What
but
does she do?
She is a Ukrainian makeup artist.
Oh.
And they tied the knot back in 2012, but they kept it secret for a while.
Okay.
And so we only found out about it a couple of years ago. Durst was married for just over a month back in 2009, but the two filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences, and then he got with this Ukrainian makeup artist back in 2012. We didn't really find out about her for like 3 years or so until people started seeing her out and about, and then people were like, oh, are you guys married? And they're like, yeah, all right, fine. They filed for divorce, though. Fred Durst is the one that actually filed the documents in Los Angeles.
Please
on Tuesday.
Tell me, Dave, that... The reason that he's citing for divorce, or the reason that they got married, was it was for he did it all for the nookie.
Oh, did it all for the nookie.
The nookie?
For the cookie.
She did it all for the green card.
Something about a chocolate starfish. I don't know.
Yeah.
Poor
Fred
Durst. Water.
So Dustin Johnson and Paulina Gretzky may be on the outs. Now, if you're not familiar, Dustin Johnson, former number one golfer in the world, an incredible golfer.
He's the only professional golfer to ever get popped for PEDs.
Yes. And cocaine.
No, that's what I'm saying. They call cocaine a PED.
He was. Here's the thing with cocaine is that it's in and out of your system really quickly.
Like 24 hours.
24 to 48 hours at most.
Maybe it may sit in like most of our systems like 48 to 72 hours because we're not like
athletes.
Mere athletes, but he's he's 6'4" and has like a body fat percentage of like 7%, 6%.
Well, speaking of being in fantastic shape, his fiance, Paulina Gretzky, who is the daughter of Wayne Gretzky, of course, she is a smoke show. Like, if you follow her on social media,
she does social media right.
She's had two kids, and she is in phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl. Have no idea if her personality stinks or not. Have no idea if his personality stinks or not, but she is stunning.
Both good-looking, really good-looking people.
Well, the rumor is that he has been cheating on her, and this socialite had... I know.
What are you doing?
How do you screw that up? Well, this socialite came out and said, no, I'm not in a relationship with Dustin Johnson, which is like the worst denial ever.
Well, that you might not be in a relationship,
right?
But we might be doing it all for the nookie.
And so they say publicly that they are still committed to being a family, and we love each other very much. Again, they have a couple of kids together, so it is pretty serious.
Yeah.
Whether or not this is going to work out, I don't know. But normally when this kind of stuff gets to this point, you're kind of like, it's not looking good. And obviously this week, lots of tributes to 9/11, and rightfully so. Pretty cool moment, though, when there was a tribute that was going on in Minnesota. There were some firefighters that had two ladder trucks displaying the American flag in kind of a random outskirt of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
On Tuesday morning, bald eagle comes and lands right on top.
I mean, that is America.
Yeah.
Right there.
I just feel like that song, like, I'm proud to be an American. Or at least I know I'm free.
I feel like, you know, the world does work in not like mysterious ways, but there are certainly signs out there and that show that, you know, things are getting better and that, you know, like this country is strong. And I think, you know, like if you have two random fire trucks holding up a giant American flag
and an bald eagle lands
like
on
how
it,
American
you're like,
is
I don't care if that is a coincidence. I'm rolling with that as a sign.
That's right. That is
you're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Eric is joining us this morning from the northwest part of Las Vegas. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. How you doing?
Good. So we got five movie quotes for you. You get three or more correct. You're going to win tickets for the Dreamers. They are playing over at Vinyl Inside the Hard Rock on Friday night. And got a couple of questions for you. First, what is your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, wow. Favorite movie of all time. Let's go with True Romance.
True Romance. Okay. Written by Quentin Tarantino. Christian Slater's a fine performance by him.
And the second question is, do you feel like you have like a wide gamut of knowledge when it comes to movies, or are you like very, I only like action movies or only like dramas, or do you feel like you've seen a lot over the years?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen a lot of different genres of movies.
All right, here we go. I'm going to play each quote for you one time, and then if you need to hear it a second time, I'll play it for you a second time, but then you only have 5 seconds to figure it out. Three or more correct means that you're going to be a winner today. Screaming Eagle of Success if you get it right. Disapproving Pony if you get it incorrect. Are you ready for quote number one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go.
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, man. I mean, that's all you get, and frankly, that's all you should need.
Oh. Wow, I can barely hear it. One more time, please.
Okay, all right, hang on. All right. Let me just turn it up a little louder here, because it needs to be louder.
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Wow. No idea. It's kind of just, I could barely hear it.
He's saying, I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Something like that.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, no idea.
Oh, boy.
This
makes Dave very sad.
That was Nicolas Cage. The great Nicolas Cage in National Treasure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, hometown guy here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
My workout buddy.
You know, Dave would creep on him while he was doing the Stairmaster at...
he did the elliptical. He prefers the elliptical.
What's that ridiculously expensive gym?
Lifetime.
Lifetime, yeah. Whatever it's called. Not my cup of tea.
All right, Eric, on to quote number two. Good luck.
When the big man was killed, you must have wanted it. Its blood was on the leaves.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Ooh.
Predator.
My man
is correct. Yes, on the board with one.
How are you going to get Predator and miss National Treasure?
It's been a while since I've seen that one.
All right, on the board with one. Here we go on to quote number three.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him.
One more time, please.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him.
5 seconds.
Elf.
There you go.
One of Will Ferrell's best performances.
Mm-hmm. It's become a modern-day Christmas classic.
It's a Christmas movie now. That is in the rotation on all the...
Along with A Christmas Story and all that, the other movies that make the appearances. But I'm very happy because I loved Elf.
It was a very good movie.
Two on the board, Eric. Get one more correct and you're going to win. Here we go to quote number four.
Oh, and this one time at band camp, I stuck a flute in my...
Ooh.
American Pie.
For the win. There you go, buddy. Good job. Friday night, Vinyl at the Hard Rock. Dreamers are performing live. You will see them for free. Congratulations, and thank you for listening this morning, Eric.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Oh, boy, we got a good one for you today in the Redneck Report. First up, Rose Mae Dawson, 30 years old, was arrested Thursday in connection with a prior auto burglary. In addition to the burglary rap, Dawson was charged with driving with a suspended license and possession of marijuana. They found two bags of pot in the vehicle.
Okay.
Cops transported her to the county jail where corrections officers conducted a search that yielded hidden cocaine. And they found it glued under her wig.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Rose Mae.
So literally a cokehead?
Yeah.
A cokehead, yeah.
Good times.
A guy gets arrested, also in Florida. He got pulled over, and as soon as the cops walked up to the vehicle, they're like, boy, somebody has been drinking. And sure enough, they found a bunch of empty beer cans in the back seat, also in the truck of the bed, or the bed truck, whatever, the thing in the back.
Yeah, the bed.
The truck's bed.
The truck's bed. There you go. Thank you.
Okay.
Where it goes to sleep at night. You tuck it in.
You don't even have to tuck it in when it's had this many beers. The cops asked him how many beers he had had. He started with three or four, which you are lit when you're saying that, because the go-to answer, if you're half drunk, is two.
Two.
Everyone always tells
two beers.
Two drinks.
Okay.
Three or four.
He then changed his answer to six, and when they did a blood alcohol measurement, it came back with a .252 and a .253, which is more than three times the legal limit.
That's pretty drunk.
Pretty drunk. Uh-oh. And they were hauling this guy off to jail, and he started singing. I think maybe he was at karaoke.
Audio?
No, we don't actually have audio of what he was singing, but we do have audio of the song that he was participating in.
What song was he singing as he was getting hauled off?
Don't stop believing.
I mean, Journey, the only thing that could possibly beat Journey as you're being hauled off to prison is if you were singing Bad Boys.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna
come
do?
For you?
For me.
Nobody knows the words.
No.
What are you saying? Words? You're just making noises.
I saw that
Inner Circle.
I saw that band perform at a music festival once.
No,
I swear
did
to God,
really?
I did.
Did
I
sing that song?
I'm not. It's in Columbia, South Carolina. It was one of those free festivals at the park that the city throws.
Uh-huh.
And somebody on some city council somewhere went, we have to get that band. Nobody knew any song. And then the crowd was lit when they played the cop scene. Everyone was freaking out.
And then when the verses came on,
a sheriff jumped around. And finally, a South Florida man was arrested after he really needed a ride. He had just gotten discharged from the hospital, and he needed a car, he thought.
Okay.
So the guy's name, not making this up, Michael Paul.
Are they spelled differently?
No. Just, Mom. He was arrested on charges of grand theft after he decided that he was just going to steal an ambulance because he needed a ride. It was stolen from the emergency room area about 5:30. The crew was inside because they just transported a patient. He had just gotten out of the hospital, and authorities just simply turned on the ambulance's GPS tracker, and they found Paul, who was driving the ambulance, was taken into custody without incident.
Did they say where he was going by any chance?
They did not.
Because I'm taking that thing through a drive-thru. It's an emergency!
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you guys ever get, like, those weird pregnant women cravings every now and then? For example, the other day, I had a craving for toast with butter. So I went into the kitchen, made about 8 slices of toast with butter, and just ate them all because that's what I was craving.
Message deleted.
I do toast with butter and sugar.
And sugar.
Brown sugar or regular sugar?
Regular sugar.
That's yeah. I used to do that as a kid. I used to make sugar sandwiches.
Peanut butter. You put peanut butter and then sugar on top of
it? Oh, peanut butter is even better adhesive.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I've never tried that.
So I used to just take the regular piece of bread and just fill it with sugar and like fold it over and just eat that straight, which is exactly what a hyperactive kid needed.
I'm sure your parents loved it when you did that. For me, the last pregnant woman style craving that I got was actually last night.
Oh.
I made myself 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
You made yourself?
I made myself 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and then I finished those and made myself 2 more.
4 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
So I had 4 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Did you do white bread or like wheat bread?
No, it's like a wheat bread.
What kind of jam?
I did the raspberry preserves.
Oh, nice. So get those little crunchies in there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's the only way. Like raspberry preserves not only taste the best, I will say, also the best spreading. Like strawberry preserves.
Strawberry is good, but you get those big chunks of strawberry in
the garbage.
Yeah,
I kind of like that.
You like that?
I do.
And grape? What kind of monster?
Who eats grape?
That's not my favorite.
Grape seems like the fakest like flavor out of all of them.
Yeah.
You know, like I know it's like pure sugar, like the Smuckers, which tastes delicious. It's pure sugar, but the grape is just straight up, and that is not of this world.
There's something about the nostalgia of eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, just like a grilled cheese sandwich, tater tots, the stuff that you used to consume regularly in your youth. That's pretty special.
I still don't like grilled cheese sandwiches that are made with anything but Kraft. If you like do the shredded cheese on there and make it like really fancy, I don't like it. I just want white bread, butter, and Kraft. And that is in my opinion the perfect grilled cheese. It just you can't nostalgia
do it
in your mouth.
You can't do it with shredded cheese.
Some people do. That's what most of the restaurants do. They don't use Kraft.
Yeah, doesn't really matter to me. As long as it's gooey and delicious. Mm. Give me a little thing of tomato soup.
You pull it apart and it's just like super gooey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just rub it on my
Why
body.
Are we talking about food? I'm starving.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, so what do you guys think about color psychology? I mean, I've been reading up on it, and honestly, I kind of get it now. I think that's why I get depressed when I'm in like a brown room or a dark color room, and then for some reason, I get horny as hell when I'm in a room with a lot of orange in it.
Message deleted.
I think orange is supposed to make you hungry, too, right? That's why all the fast food restaurants have orange as one of their primary colors.
I thought it was red.
Red, yellow, orange, all 3 of those colors.
Ian, do you know anything about color psychology?
I know a fair amount. I believe orange is supposed to promote just general happiness.
Okay. Ian, let me ask you a serious question, and I want an honest answer.
Serious answer, yeah.
What color makes you the horniest?
Ooh. For some reason, like swamp green.
Swamp green?
Really?
Do you remember when you were a kid and you had a mood ring? And they're like, if it turns green, it means you're horny. You're like, I'm an 11-year-old boy. I'm always horny.
The wind blows.
Yeah. Horny.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you think it would be wrong or evil for me to ride around Walmart in one of those little scooters? I'm not injured or handicapped and perfectly able-bodied. I just think it would be a lot of fun one day to just cruise around Walmart, like get my groceries, throw them in that little cart. I'm not going to take it from anybody who needs it, but if there's like multiple ones available, do you think it would just, I don't know, just snag one?
Message deleted.
I think that's perfectly fine. You live your best life.
I kind of want to do that.
I was at Borgata in New Jersey last week, and They will have people that will check in, and one of the services at the bell desk, because it's a huge casino floor, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things at the bell desk is you can request one of those rascal scooters to go buzz around and play your slot machines or whatever. And there was a girl whose job was to go in the back and get the scooters and come out and deliver them to the people that were asking. And this chick would bust through the door every time. It was one of those metal doors or plastic doors like you see, kind of like plastic rubber combination.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she was having the time of her life. Somebody would request and she'd be like, I'll be right back. And then 3 seconds later, boom, comes flying through the door. And she'd be like, here you go. I'm like, that looks awesome.
Busted.
what?
Busting through the door at 1 mile an hour.
Yes.
The problem with the Rascals, and I have no problem with if you are of able-bodied in mind and you want to use one of those and you're not taken away from anybody else at Walmart. Problem is, though, they handle like crap. If you've ever tried to drive one, which I may or may not
Mahoney.
Have. You can't navigate. Like, you can't make the turns. Like, between the like the aisles.
Really?
The aisles
yeah.
are too... Like close together. You don't have the turning radius to go up one aisle and down the next aisle. So you have to like plan it out where you have to go 2 aisles over.
So you have to make like a
widest turn.
Yes.
You have to make a Y turn?
Yes.
Oh.
It's like an 18-wheeler at a stoplight.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Seriously, when's the last time you did that?
Don't ask.
All right.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Sylvia, you'll probably appreciate this.
Okay.
America has a favorite Mexican restaurant.
Oh, what
yep.
is it?
A poll surveyed more than 77,000 customers in the United States. More than 3,000 brands were surveyed, and the best Mexican restaurant came back as Taco Bell.
What?
Yes.
How?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is the best Mexican restaurant.
I agree.
In America.
I'm glad you said that, Mahoney. Yes.
Really?
Sure as hell is.
Why what? Do you think that, Dave?
Yeah.
Because.
Is it the gordita crunch?
The cheesy gordita crunch?
Yeah.
Tell me you've had something more delicious than a cheesy gordita crunch at another restaurant.
I mean, tamal. We have.
What?
The tamal. You have the tamale.
Tamale? There,
yeah,
thank you.
You have an enchilada.
How are you going to say that?
Yep. Enchilada.
Enchilada.
The enchilada. Yeah. Uh-huh. You got a torta.
A torta?
Yeah.
Are you trying to make it sound white?
No. That's why I have to say it right.
If you don't know what torta is, though, isn't that the...
No, there's various various kinds.
But most of the time, it's like the cow tongue sandwich.
It can be cow tongue. It can be cow head. But, I mean, I always get it with, like, just regular steak.
Just regular
beef.
Cow butt?
Yeah, just right. Cow butt. Jeez.
I think that... Taco Bell could easily be considered the best drunken Mexican restaurant in America.
I think it would be top five for best drunken restaurants, period.
Well, the
maybe
fact
the best.
Not every place in America is 24 hours a
right?
day, but there are a lot of 24-hour Taco Bells, which I think lend themselves
to that. Or at least ones that stay open late. Yeah.
Yeah.
The company has 7,000 locations, does nearly $2 billion in revenue. There is not a Mexican restaurant that I consistently go to that I enjoy more than Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I get that the meat comes in a bag, and it's probably all terrible for you. It's,
actually, it was rated the healthiest fast food restaurant out there.
Boom.
Which is insane.
See?
Which seems crazy to me. But
when you get a hard shell Taco Supreme and half of it's just filled with sour cream, you're like, yum.
This is so healthy.
I don't know, man. Like, I would kind of choose like those Roberto type places, like that fast food Mexican restaurant over Taco Bell.
Nope, never.
So,
no?
When I was a younger man and I wasn't making very much money, unlike today.
When you're an older man not making very much money.
Now my fiance lives with me, so she judges me.
I guess.
If I were to continue to do what I used to do, I used to go to Taco Bell and take handfuls of the hot sauce.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And just like, I mean like, like giant.
As much as your hand could hold.
This is back when they used to have it out.
Uh-huh.
Like, they didn't give a damn. They didn't like portion it for you behind the counter. This is when it was just out as a condiment, just handfuls of it, and I would put it on refried beans. Like, you get a can of refried beans for like 25 cents, and then you put like two packets of Taco Bell sauce on there, and it was a delicious meal.
You put cheese on it?
I couldn't afford cheese. What do you think I am?
I don't know, man.
Think I'm a
delicacies
Walton?
You think he has.
What kind of high life did you think
Mahoney
I was
Mahoney Belvedere over here,
I think not. No, I'm just saying, like, that's that shredded cheese.
I didn't have I couldn't afford I was stealing packets of salsa from Taco
I'm
Bell
just saying.
To make my
free
fried
It just sounds
beans.
Like it would have been, like, you know,
yes,
to the next level.
Yes, that would have been wonderful. That would have been wonderful.
Well, I'll go do it now.
Maybe.
University of Kentucky beat Florida this past weekend, and that was actually a pretty big deal because they haven't beat them in, you know, 31 years.
31 years?
Yeah. Florida traditionally has a pretty good football program.
Yeah.
Kentucky's always sort of like,
great basketball team.
Hell of a basketball team. Yeah.
Football team.
Football. Yeah. Well, so when they won, the students at Kentucky naturally freaked out, and they did what drunken, excited college students do. You flip over cars.
If you've never flipped over a car.
You're missing out.
I'm not recommending that you do that because you are a menace to society.
No, I am. You got to get out there and flip over a car.
But it does.
Try it by yourself.
Feel pretty awesome when it happens. But then you think about the repercussions that happen afterwards. But we've got audio of the students of Kentucky flipping over. It was a pretty nice car, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do it, like, flip a junker.
Yeah, flip up an old beater.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love the guy at the end, and then that's easily my favorite part of it. But the beginning part, you can't really tell if this is an excited crowd at Kentucky because they just won a football game or a shark attack.
Yeah. A scene from Sharknado 6.
We gotta wait for it now.
I want that guy to narrate everything I do in my life.
He ordered more food. He got a second serving. And finally, there's a new study out that says that obesity might make you dumber.
What?
Hmm?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
I don't get it.
What are they saying?
They're saying obesity makes you dumber.
What?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, so there's people that will give you backhand compliments all the time. Yeah. Sometimes they're very overt. Sometimes they try to mask them. What's something that's been said to you over the years that really stuck in your craw? Maybe it was a backhanded compliment and the person was trying to be mean. Or they were trying to be nice, they just worded it really badly. Again, you can give us a buzz or shoot us a text or on social media at Dave Mahoney, but got some good ones coming in here. My boss told me that I'm different and unique. Crazy, basically. That no man can handle me, and since this particular guy was already taken, I might as well get used to being alone.
I don't know if that's a backhanded compliment.
This guy said, not a backhanded compliment, but a backhanded apology that I used to give to my wife. I always used to say, I'm sorry your feelings are hurt. She caught on.
That is
passive aggressive.
That is...
I think I'm guilty of it.
You could try to use that one, but I don't think that sneaks by all that often, you know? I mean, it's a good way to identify that, like, I understand that you're upset,
like you're,
but I also don't care.
Andy said, a friend of mine's youngest daughter came up to me while I was sitting down to rub my belly and told her mom, who was pregnant at the time, Mommy, Andy has a baby in his stomach, too. Yeah, I should probably get rid of the beer belly.
It's so much work, though. So much work to have to, like, do sit-ups and eat right and be
it's
healthy.
An
Jamie on Twitter said, I cut all of my hair off this week. Secretary at work goes, oh, you look like a white middle-aged mom now. How cute. No, I'm a badass. Sheesh.
But I would like to speak to the manager right now. Right now. Did Kate Gosselin completely ruin that haircut?
Yes.
Nobody else can get that haircut now. She has that. You are a special type of individual. If you can ruin it, like there are several people throughout history, you know, like Hitler destroyed the little hat, the mustache.
The little mustache.
Charlie Chaplin
became called the Hitler mustache, even though it was like a Charlie Chaplin before that.
Yeah.
No one could.
Michael Jordan tried to bring it back and got lambasted for it.
Yes. And Michael Jordan, one of the coolest people on the planet. That mustache, gone forever. The Kate Gosselin haircut.
Gone forever.
I mean, it was ugly to begin with.
Chantel on Facebook said, somebody told me, quote, you carry your weight well because I'm a big fat chick.
Are they trying to say like, oh, it makes your, you know, your thighs are so sexy or something?
It's like when you call a girl thick, you have to be very careful with that.
Man, I got called thick.
And how did that make you feel?
Little self-conscious.
I don't think that's necessarily
I know it isn't, but
a bad thing, but this is what my fiance tells me, and it doesn't matter what I think it is. It matters what the other people, because I'm like, if you're not super skinny or you're not heavy, you know, but you're in that, like, you're athletic and you've got some muscle tone to you and maybe some curves. I feel like that falls into the definition of thick or even voluptuous.
Sarah said that I ran into a coworker, an acquaintance who I knew before my son was born, and she asked me to see a picture of my son, and her response is, oh, your husband's white. Didn't really know how to take it.
Yes.
That's
Yolan said, a coworker of mine said, you're so Asian, but in a good way.
Is there a bad way to be Asian?
What does that mean? And Tanya said about a year ago, I was at a new daycare, and the person that was running the daycare said he is doing so well. He's like a completely different person now. He's so good. And she added, I thought he was always good.
That is my child.
Oh, your child's a monster.
That baby.
Got a text here at 73100. This one says, I was trying to help a friend out, and an ex called me a pushover. We didn't last long.
Randy on Facebook said, at a Christmas event, this lady said, oh, you're a single mom, so I know you're struggling. Take some toys. We want the kids to have a good Christmas. And you just assume because I'm a single mom that I'm poor.
Yeah.
Neat.
Wow.
And finally, Mel said, somebody told her, you look good in the dark.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe somebody fires passive-aggressive compliments at you because they're trying to be nice and they just don't know any better. Or maybe they are trying to take a dig at you.
Yeah, they kind of hate you.
Yeah, on social media, at Dave Mahoney, or text us at 73100. I don't know how to take this one. Treasurer on Facebook said, my ex told me that I, quote, taste like beef gravy.
I mean, I love beef gravy.
Yeah.
Right?
Who doesn't love beef?
Gravy makes everything better. That's one of the things that the Canadians do much better than us here in America. They put gravy on everything.
Maybe they need to change their diet.
Who needs whipped cream when you can put gravy? That's all I'm saying.
Denise said, my favorite from when I was younger, you'd be so pretty if only you'd lose some weight. Deb, who works in the office with us, she said that she told her dad that she was hungry one time, and her dad said, you don't look hungry. Damn it.
How about this one on the text line? You look great for having two kids. Excuse me, you're going to look great with my foot.
Yeah, up your...
Oh.
Yeah.
Nick on Facebook said, my son has better taste than you. That's what my dad said to my girlfriend, who is now my wife, when he met her for the first time. I mean, so he was trying to compliment her.
Yeah.
Being like, my son outkicked his coverage, but it came across.
No, I think that as a guy, we need to expect those sorts of, you know, I don't know if those are like backhanded compliments because, you know, every guy hopefully, you know, will do better than where he's at. Right. You know, like women have that the ability to very rarely do you see a much more attractive guy and a way less attractive woman together. Right. Like that happens.
It happens.
But rarely. Very rarely. Whereas the other way around, you see happening all the time. You know, case in point, Dave's wife and my fiance.
Way out of our leagues.
Way out of our leagues. But we're tall, so we got that going for us. Probably the only reason they're with us.
I can get you free tickets to Matchbox 20.
That's right.
Yeah.
How would you like to go see Third Eye Blind or a third eye blind? Just Stephen Jenkins.
Just Stephen Jenkins acoustic. Shelby said, quote, you're pretty big. I mean, you're pretty for a big girl. My bro is supposed to make me feel better.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
You're pretty for a big girl.
Mike said, I was in my early 30s and I ran into a high school friend I hadn't seen since high school. And he told me I looked, quote, professionally mature. Is that his way of telling me that I'm fat and gray now? And then he tagged his friend in it. Crosby said, you're much stronger than someone your height should be. Huh.
That's a little belittling.
Another one from the text line. This one comes to us from Karen. She says, my ex used to always compliment me with, you look great today, but you look like a slut.
All right. On Twitter, DJ Daywan said, a bisexual female friend of mine once described me as a disgusting hetero. What the F?
I don't even think that's a backhanded compliment. That's just they're just coming at you.
Yeah.
Also, how is somebody a disgusting hetero? Like, if you go both ways, like, you're doing both things. Like, if you think that somebody is disgusting hetero, it's because you'd be gay, right?
Uh-huh.
Because being into women like this guy is shouldn't be disgusting, at least on paper.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing.
You're doing the same thing.
You're doing the exact same thing.
Danielle, also on Twitter, said, my cousin told me, quote, I was so brave because I wore a two-piece bathing suit. I may be a little pudgy, but I don't care.
Nah, man, it don't. Like, that's the thing. Like, who cares what other people think about you, you know? Like, I used to think, you know, I used to take a lot of pride in everything that I would wear. And now I've just given up for comfort.
Tommy Bahama shirts, yeah.
Every day. Every day during the summer, you know. That is the...
I think is the summer over?
Summer is
September 22nd.
Yeah. Oh, technically, I guess summer's still going on. But normally it's like...
No,
but like the Labor Day rule, normally that's what a lot of people abide by.
What? I'm not
like,
wearing white.
I mean, kind of.
I'm not wearing white pants, Dave. Because trust me, if I was wearing white pants...
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
That is
I'm not
dangerous.
Taking that gamble.
Oh, boy.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You know, sometimes the backhanded compliments will really stick. Like, yeah. There's just certain things that are said to you, even when you're a kid, and you remember them as an adult because they just stick in your craw. They hurt that much. Father-in-law said, "You gained weight in your arms, but it looks good."
I wish I gained weight in my arms.
You can't?
No, all my weight goes opposite. To my chin and my gut.
It's the opposite for guys and girls, right? Like, girls will gain weight in their thighs and their arms and their butt. Guys, it's all just
our stomach.
If you're one of those guys who, like, gains weight evenly, I hate you so much.
You're the worst.
You are, the absolute worst. Because there's nothing, you could still look good if you're, 75 pounds overweight, because you're just thick all the way around. Whereas, once I get, 30 pounds over my traditional BMI, my gut looks like I'm 6 months pregnant.
I have a mole on my chin, and the next told me that I'd be really beautiful if I just got it removed.
That's why he's an ex.
Yeah. An uncle told me, "You're prettier than your sister, but she has a better personality."
Ow.
Thanks.
I mean, at least you're the pretty one.
You can work on your personality, right?
Yeah.
But this one, Gary said, "My grandma told me that I'm doing really good for being the F up of the family."
That's not bad. That's not too bad.
Progress. That's positive.
Samara said, "Somebody told me that I was like a box of chocolates."
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
I melt in the car.
And Chris said, somebody told me, quote, "You move very quietly for how big you are." Joke's on them. I've been training to be like Chris Farley in Beverly Hills Ninja.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
So Lazy Bones Mahomes is a showcase of just how lazy Mahoney is. And this is especially necessary for our new listeners in Albany, because some people don't appreciate just how, he calls it efficient, I call it lazy, that Mahoney actually is. It's hard to believe that a grown man of 37 years old would do things like this, but these are all true. Well, at least two out of the three are absolutely true. And you're trying to figure out which one has just a slight lie to it. Brenna is joining us this morning. Do you have a grasp on just how lazy Mahoney is?
Yes, I do.
All right.
It's not lazy, Dave. It's efficient. Everything I do in my life, I was given the great advice when I was a young man, I think in elementary school.
I know it.
Somebody came to me and they said, "Mahoney, work smarter, not harder."
Nobody tells somebody in elementary school that. You are lying. Nobody tells
them. I thought that was your grandma.
Those were the sage words of advice that were given to me.
You told us that your grandma told you that.
Somebody told me that.
Well, I've been working with Mahoney for the past 15 years almost now. He's been a dear friend of mine the entire time.
Yeah. Always have worked smarter, not harder.
Yeah. I'm still, every single week, amazed by how lazy Mahoney is. This one's called Lazy Bones Mahone's Home Alone Edition because your fiance went out of town, right?
She went up to the Minnesota State Fair to visit some family and go to the fair and left me at home alone for 4 days.
So here we go. Here are three facts about Mahoney's laziness. And if you're able to determine which one has just a slight lie to it, you're going to get set up, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
First up, fact number one. I was out of town over Labor Day, and Mahoney was left home alone to fend for himself. I had a package that was being delivered to our mailbox that really shouldn't sit in the metal mailbox all weekend, so I asked Mahoney to make sure to get the mail. He said, "Oh, I got you, boo." That was his text reply, so I didn't follow up to see if he did. He, in fact, did not get the mail, and the items had now been damaged by the heat. But I did get 10 different Postmates delivery via the Ring doorbell notification over the 3.5 days I was gone, including one that was just a 12-pack of Coke being delivered.
First off, she didn't tell me that it was an item that needed to be taken out of the mailbox because it could be damaged.
Don't all items need to be taken out of the mailbox?
Eventually. I mean, I check the mail once a week. Right. Nothing important is coming. And the real good packages get delivered directly to the door. And yes, I did use Postmates to get me a 12-pack of Coke because it was cheaper to do that than order from the restaurant that I was ordering from.
Brennan, does that sound about right to you, something that Mahoney would do there?
I remember hearing him talk about his love for Postmates, and so I really, truly think this one's real.
All right, here we go on to number two. You don't have to make a guess until we get through all three. Speaking of that 12-pack of Coke, he didn't want me to see that my little Coke head was back. And he knew that if I saw the empty cans in the recycling, that I would put two and two together. So he hid the empty cans under the guest bathroom sink and then forgot to get rid of them on recycling day. Naturally, I found them and busted my Coke fiend.
I did not forget. I was washing them out because she makes me wash out every can that I drink because she's afraid that we're going to get ants, even though we have a bug guy who comes by the house every month. We've never had an ant in that house in the 5 years that we've lived there. But I nevertheless was washing out the cans and just forgot to put them back into the recycling.
So you took them from your living room over to the guest bathroom sink.
Well, that's on the way outside to the recycling.
I see. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. And fact number three. I like to keep a bowl of candy in my office for my teachers. She's a school administrator. Whenever they need a little sugar fix. We bought a gigantic bag of candy at Costco, and I told them that I'd bring it into work after the long weekend. Well, when I got home from the airport, I found he'd opened that bag of candy. Again, bought specifically for hardworking teachers, and had eaten at least a third of the bag, including all of the Reese's peanut butter cups.
I mean, those are good. I don't blame you, man.
But how many were there in there?
I mean, it's a Costco-sized
bag. It's a Costco-sized bag of candy.
I paid for that. I paid for that trip to Costco. That was on my card. Oh my God. And on top of that, you know, when I had the Postmates delivered, everybody knows that I have a sweet tooth and I like to have a little bit of dessert, you know, after I eat, you know, pizza or Shake Shack or wherever else I've got delivered that day. And so I treated myself to a bunch of Reese's peanut butter cups because those are the best things.
Not a cup. All. A bunch.
All of the Reese's peanut butter cups. So for today's installment of Lazy Bones Mahone's, three incredible facts. Two are absolutely true. One has a bit of a lie to it. Over to you, Brenna. Which do you suppose is the untruth?
So I'm leaning towards, like, number two is the untruth. Because, like, one, I totally see it, like, Postmates, all that. Two, I feel like it's too much work, like, to go and
I rinse out every single can. I rinse out every single can. Even if it's sparkling water or Coke, I rinse them all out.
We get it. Brenna.
Too much. I don't see it.
Your official choice is
number two.
And that is correct. Congratulations to you. That means that you are a winner today.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and I love that you guessed number two because he would be too lazy to walk to another room and wash out the cans. That takes too much effort.
I put all the cans in the recycling. How dare she try to shame me?
That wraps up today's installment of Lazy Bones Mahone's. Mahoney, you have once again impressed us with your incredible laziness.
It's official.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So what do you guys think about America moving towards a quote-unquote cashless society?
Good.
Yeah?
I hate carrying cash. I hardly ever carry cash on me now, and it's been that same way, I want to say, for the last 15-plus years.
You don't worry about all of your movements being trackable?
I don't care. Again, I'm not that interesting. You're not that interesting. And
well, speak for yourself.
I'll tell you.
Oh, he's huffing and puffing.
If I'm carrying around several hundred dollars, it's much easier for me to get held up or robbed or lose that money. Whereas if I lose my debit card, I could just make a phone call and the money is turned off.
When have you ever been robbed? Never.
Every day of my innocence by you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So this past week, I was in Philadelphia, and I was at a bar with a buddy of mine and my cousin.
Yeah.
And the bill came, and I went to go pay for the bill, and the waitress goes, "We don't take cards. We're cash only." I'm like, what kind of money laundering operation is this? You only take cash. Doesn't that seem so strange?
In Philadelphia.
In a bar? Pretty popular bar, too. Yeah. I was like,
what did you do? Do you carry cash?
Yeah.
Okay, because I never carry cash.
Really?
No. Yeah.
I think the cash is antiquated at this point, you know? I
change
really do.
Is antiquated. Cash, I'm not done with cash.
No, yet. I mean, there maybe needs to be everything. I get so angry when there aren't vending machines that take credit card, like, or your debit card. Yeah. Like, it is 2018, let me use my card to buy everything.
Yeah, because then you have the dollar, it's all crinkly, and then and like, you
change,
put it in, it comes
you
out.
You lose change, you lose money. You don't lose money when you are using your debit card.
What? Why you got that face?
Can we do away with the chips on the card? Those things are the worst.
No, I think that they've changed the game. I like the chip in the car.
I hate it.
Which sometimes
where you plug
like,
it in.
Yeah, I know, but like sometimes
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Doesn't work right. Oh, what our chip thing's not working.
And
just
then
slide
why do
it.
You have it?
Well, can't I just slide it to begin with?
It's much easier to push it in than to slide it across.
So as it turns out, you guys, in case you're wondering, it is a it is a bad idea to give a 3-year-old a swirly as a joke. A Florida woman is being investigated after the Child Protective Services saw a video of her shoving her 3-year-old son into a toilet. She said the swirly was just a joke, you guys. At first, she was going to wash the toddler's mouth out with soap, but decided to punish him more creatively after seeing a movie where a kid's head gets shoved into the toilet. She got a bunch of death threats on the internet after the video was posted online.
I don't think she needs death threats. I don't think she necessarily needs to have her kids taken away from her. I think that they need to have a long, hard talk with her about what it means to be a parent and disciplining your child. Because I don't know if you guys saw the video of the woman doing this to her kid.
I didn't want to see it.
She came out and she said, well, we play rough. Like, there's a difference. You're an adult. And that's a 3-year-old. You're not playing. You are, you know, manhandling that kid
also,
who did not want to have his head dunked into a toilet. Put him in timeout. Be a real parent. Take away his toys. Take away his phone. And man up. Don't shove his head into a toilet.
Also,
it's ridiculous. Or just spank him for that matter as well.
How old are you that you're looking at a movie and saying, like, I'm gonna do that.
That seems like an appropriate thing to do to my kid.
Well, as you could probably tell, this wasn't the smartest person in the bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not shocked that the internet was outraged by what she did, because even the little kid was filming it. Like, one, and it's another thing to shame your kid afterwards, and this is one of the things that I just cannot stand when I see online of parents shaming their kids, because this stuff lives online forever.
Well, there were parents that like played like hardcore pranks on their kid.
That's stupid.
And I think they got their kids taken away.
Yeah, well, those
parents were terrible. Yeah,
they were horrible.
Using your kids to try to get likes on the internet is just sad and pathetic.
So this guy who is the founder of Oakley, his name's James Jenard. He's worth about $3 billion. He found a naked guy lounging in his house, and this isn't the first or only time that it's happened.
Please tell me the naked guy lounging in his house was only wearing Oakley's.
Yeah. No, unfortunately, this perp has been found lurking on the property 3 different times. It's a mansion in Beverly Hills, and this guy does not know that James Jenard is the owner of this house. In fact, he thinks that it's Paris Jackson's house, and he claims he has a right to be there.
Ugh.
A judge granted the eyewear mogul a temporary restraining order, which forces this particular intruder to stay at least 100 yards away. But I kind of like this guy. So
why?
Because
the naked guy or the Oakley guy?
The naked guy.
Why?
Because the first time they found him naked, soaking in the spa.
Hell yeah.
Another time they found him sitting on the couch. Another time he was just lounging in a chair on the deck drinking beer.
If you find a naked guy lounging on your couch, you got to burn that thing.
Yeah, it's
dead.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This message is for everyone in the station, including Ian. You guys have a great day. Get this week going. Hopefully it puts a smile on your face.
Message deleted.
Get this week going. This week's almost over.
What are you talking about, man?
Well, I mean, it still put a smile on our faces, right?
Do you guys... Maybe it's just because I'm a grump.
Maybe.
But when I wake up in the morning, you know, one of the first things that I'll do is I'll just check, you know, my phone and see if I got any messages, whether it's texts or emails, and then I'll thumb through social media. When I wake up and I see people that are posting the inspirational quotes about go out and tackle the day, and I'm just like, shut up. I haven't had my coffee yet. I'm just a grump. I haven't showered.
After you have your coffee.
I'm still like, shut up. I don't need you to be this beacon of light for me first thing in the morning. Like,
is
enough.
Anybody really inspiring that many other people on Instagram?
And that's what it is. I think it bothers me because it feels
indulgent and
like
douchey.
Everyone's looking to me to lift them up in the morning. No, they're not. Go to work.
No, we're here to look at your bikini pictures and you doing yoga. We want to see the downward facing dog. That's why 99% of the people are following you.
Dirty. Please leave a message.
I am flexible.
Mahoney, how do you not like lettuce? It's like the water of food. It doesn't taste like anything.
And the texture is fine. It's just a leaf, dude. You suck.
Message deleted.
So
it's true. Mahoney has this, like, he physically cannot eat lettuce. It'll make him dry heave. It's really? The strangest thing. But of all things, like, for me when I was a kid, sauerkraut had the same effect. But sauerkraut's very, like, pungent and potent.
For
and
me,
just
it's
ugh.
Like, it's celery. I can't do celery.
Celery's just
fine.
Like lettuce.
Celery's yeah. way easier. There's no texture problems with celery.
I just
like
don't
lettuce,
like the taste.
It's like, it feels like you're eating trees. Like, you're literally eating leaves. That's what you're eating. It's gross.
Well, yeah,
it's I'm not a rabbit. I am a human. And no matter what. And it's like, here's the thing. It's like, well, maybe your palate hasn't changed. Because I like to try every so often. I try new things and explore outside of my
We're still talking about food, right?
Yes.
All right.
And other things as well. I explore new things.
Yeah, Saturday night. I had some tequila. Let's see.
Yeah, how much I've had to drink. So about every other year or so now, I will eat some lettuce or a salad and see if maybe I've come around and my taste buds have changed.
Next time you do this experiment, can you please do it on air?
I immediately, like, it's almost like an allergic reaction. I start to, I dry heave, and then it all comes out afterwards.
Ugh. Oh, man.
Why don't we have a better sound effect for vomit?
That's Wait, what? Such how, what
hold
the
on.
Vomit?
Hold on. Could we replay that vomit? Please?
Sure. Yeah.
Dude, that's disgusting.
Is he farting?
You said, Ian, get us a better vomit sound effect, and I. That
oh,
is
this
what,
is this is the replacement.
This is the updated one.
That's the updated one.
How about just like a. Not like that. That is obscene. Listening
this
to that.
This is too much.
This is too much.
Too much.
Oh, dude, people are driving to work.
Is he farting and pooping?
Stop. That's
Sorry.
Disgusting.
Sorry.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
No. It... Okay.
Please
people.
Leave a message after the tone.
I'm fairly certain I'm allergic to blueberry flavored candy. Every time I eat it, my mouth just starts feeling all weird, and then for like the rest of the day, the top of my mouth is super itchy. So Mahoney MD, help me out.
Message deleted.
First off, why would you ask Mahoney for any help? You do not want to ask Mahoney. The man can't even eat lettuce without vomiting.
So now you're going to lettuce shame me because I'm probably, like this man, allergic to something?
You're not allergic to it.
You don't know that.
You just have this
weird...
Why
does my body have that?
Did somebody force feed you a head of lettuce when you were a kid?
I don't think so.
Probably. It's like trauma.
Some weird uncle's like, eat the lettuce, boy. Eat it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is exactly why I would expect this, but I never would have expected to actually there a study be done and for them to figure this out. They figured out the exact time that you are most likely to see a spider crawling around your house.
Okay.
When and they said it's between 6 and 9 p.m. with the peak at 7:35.
I feel like that is pretty spot on. Most of the time when I do see spiders, it is in that window. Is there a reason why it's 7:30 is when the spiders
between,
come out at
between
night?
Between 6 and 9.
Yeah, and it's also the reason why Sylvia is giggling like a child.
What are they, looking for love?
Yes.
Yeah.
Female spiders like to make their webs during those hours, and since the ladies are out... The guys are out. It's like those commercials. Ladies drink free. So the guys are like doop doop doop.
Monday nights at the Silverton with Bossy Rossi.
Doop 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 doop. But yeah, sure enough, that's exactly why. So the ladies are out, and the male spiders know that, and so they don't care that they may get smashed by somebody with a shoe.
So you're telling me all the spiders that I see in my house at night are just horny ass spiders?
Horny spiders.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then, do you feel bad for like wanting to kill them or?
No, man.
No, you came into my house.
It was an assumed risk.
You came into the wrong house.
So U.S. cities where millennials carry the most debt has been figured out, as well as the least. Nationwide, the average of millennial debt is what, according to LendingTree?
My guess would be $7,000.
Sylvia, what's your guess?
I'm going to do
$8,000.
Ian, you are the youngest person here on the show.
Do you have more or less than $8,000 worth of debt?
Let me try to organize my debt in my head real quick. I believe I have less than that.
Good.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Right, don't quote me. I'm like 80% sure.
Sylvia, do you have less than $8,000 in debt? You're also a millennial?
I'm not really in debt.
Oh, well, look
Whoa.
At you.
No.
Look at you. I have rich parents.
Holy
look
cow.
At you.
I have high school with a silver spoon.
No, my parents
helped
me.
I went to a private school.
You and Ricky Schroeder.
My parents helped me when I first started college, and then I was able to...
By helped you, you mean they paid for everything?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But then, like, I was able to pay for my own college, and then I got a scholarship, and then I made payments.
But you don't have, like, massive credit card debt or anything along those lines?
Mm-mm. Nationwide, median debt carried by millennials, $23,064.
Wow. I mean, that has to include student loans, right?
Oh, of course.
It has to.
People in San Antonio, they carry the most, over $27,122. That's non-mortgage debt.
What is going on in San Antonio?
And Austin ranks third, followed by Houston and Dallas in sixth place.
So Texas,
yeah.
I mean, I get Austin if you're trying to go there and it's, you know, the millennial mecca. It's a cool place now that and it's not getting cheaper to live there. But I would have thought it was someplace like San Francisco or Seattle or even New York.
That's exactly what I thought. Millennials in San Jose, the Bay Area, carry the smallest burden, $18,000, followed by Sacramento, Los Angeles, and New York City.
But, I mean, if you're still saying the smallest, that it's still at $18,000.
Yeah, so, I mean, it ranges between $18,000 and $27,000, which is significant.
Car payment? Does that count? Like a car? Are you lumping in a car payment in there?
Car loans are the second biggest burden for 20 to 30-something, according to 33% of what millennials owe. So, yeah, car. Because, I mean, you got to have a sweet whip, right? Got it?
As a guy, when you're a millennial, you feel like there is nothing more important than having a nice car to try to impress women, which it does not.
It doesn't matter because what happens is you can only afford a nice car if you live with seven people.
Yes.
And so you walk out of the restaurant or you pick the girl up in the nice car, you go get something at the restaurant. You know, please don't ask to go back to my place. Please invite me back to yours. Please don't. And then she's like, let's go back to your place. And you're like, texting all your roommates like, please leave. Please get out.
Please clean up all the beer cans. please drop a Febreze bomb.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, here we go. Your chance to get set up with some tickets for Good Charlotte Live November 24th at the Pearl Inside the Palms. First person in with the correct answer gets set up with the tickets. Here's today's question.
It's Know the Show with David Mahoney.
Oh. I made myself 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
You made yourself?
And then I finished those and made myself more.
So Mahoney started out with 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and then decided that wasn't enough, and he jumped to this number. Correct answer is up to you to figure out. 702-791-1075, again, is the phone number. Good Charlotte, coming to Las Vegas, Pearl Inside the Palms on November the 24th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And again, the first person in with the correct answer gets set up with those tickets. X107.5, good morning. What is your name? That's the wrong button. Let's try it again. Hey, what's up? What's your name?
John.
Hey, John. How you doing, man?
Good.
Good. So Mahoney started with 2 PB&Js and moved to what?
Damn it, I didn't hear that part.
Just guess a number.
4.
Yeah. You should see the look on Mahoney's face right now. He was so disappointed that you didn't know the answer as to how many PB&Js he ate.
Well, you know what? He ate a whole bag of candy, so...
That's right. Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't a whole bag of candy. I just ate all the Reese's peanut butter cups that were inside.
You ate 1/3 of the candy, and then
The Costco was not giving you 1/3 peanut butter cups. If anything, it may be 1/10 of the overall candy because we know that those sweet ass Reese's peanut butter cups are worth their weight in gold.
So you only ate Reese's peanut butter cups?
Those are my favorite.
Answer the question. Did you only eat Reese's peanut butter?
I mean, I had like one.
So it's
baby
possible.
I had one baby Ruth.
All right, so one baby Ruth. Yeah, I believe that.
It's all the cups and a baby Ruth.
Baby Ruths, always an odd mixture of satisfying and disappointing.
Yes,
there's something about them. Yeah,
but you still eat them.
You bite into it and you're like, that's so good. But is it air? What is that?
My favorite time of year is Halloween for candy because we get to see the Mr. Good bars. You can't find a full size Mr. Good bar anywhere, and I will say, as far as, because they're exactly the same. They're the Nestle version of the Crunch Bar, but they blow the Crunch Bar way out of the water. Much better, much thicker chocolate.
After Halloween, you get 50% off all the candy.
No, they've stopped. Yeah. It's only like 25%, man.
Is it?
Yeah. You got to wait like 3 weeks, and then it's just a bunch of those like crappy ass orange and black peanut butter things.
Nobody likes
that
those.
That taste like death.
Yeah,
like those are the ones that like probably people are slipping poison into.
I don't think anyone's doing that anymore. Do you remember when we were kids that
everyone's always like,
check your Tootsie Rolls for needles?
You still absolutely should. it's just a safety issue.
No, Dave is living on the edge now.
That's right. I'm
so dangerous. Also, one last thing before we go. People who call Reese's Peanut Butter Cups Reese's, I hate you. I hope bad things happen to you.
Why, man? Why are you so angry?
Insurance rates go up.
Seems aggressive, wow. John.
I hope you have to deal with construction traffic all day today. That's what I wish upon you.
Fancy energy.
You Reese's PCs. Ugh. Speak English.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.